most pet owners think their animal is special. Rarely, however, does the entire world agree with them. Lil Bub is a local cat that has made it in the big time. Often referred to as the cutest cat in the world, Lil Bub is the star of a new documentary by Vice Films about the internet cat phenomenon. Hang on, it's not as trivial as it seems. Annie Corgan spoke with Lil Bub and her owner ahead of their appearance at the Tribeca Film Festival.
It's not every day that you get to meet a celebrity, let alone one that lives right here in Bloomington.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Watch out for Bub.
Oh, hey, Bub. Oh, my goodness.
Lil Bub doesn't do a lot of talking herself. She leaves that to her owner.
My name is Mike Berdovsky. Sure, this is my cat, Bub. She's world famous.
2 years ago, Lil Bub was the runt of a feral litter in Unionville whose adopted family needed to rehome her. When Berdovsky started posting photos of his adorable newly adopted cat on Facebook last May, he had no idea she'd become an internet sensation.
You know, like, before my cat got famous, when you post something on Facebook and you get like 20 likes, you're like, oh, that's, you have that weird, you know, there's studies done about the endorphin rush you get from that. But when you post something and you get like 10,000 comments and you're like, what is going on?
Lil Bub has been called a perma kitten thanks to a slew of deformities. Her limbs are disproportionately short, her lower jaw is underdeveloped so her tongue hangs out of her mouth, and her eyes literally bulge out of her head.
It was like a punch in the stomach sort of reaction. Like, you see this little face and you like kind of aren't sure if you're looking at a real live creature or a cartoon or an alien cat. She's really one of a kind. She's a unique little creature.
That's Juliet Eisner of Vice Films. She's the co-director and producer of the new documentary Lil Bub and Friends. Her first meeting with Bub came at last year's Internet Cat Video Festival.
And we went to the festival kind of expecting to do like a short piece that would just be funny and like almost like a best in show type of feel. But when we got there, we quickly realized that it was a much bigger deal than we had expected.
There were over 10,000 people in attendance. Eisner and her colleagues wanted to follow a celebrity cat around the event, so they extended the invite to Lil Bub and Berdovsky.
As with anything with Bub, from the beginning, I just say, well, if you can pay for me and for my cat to go and put us up and it doesn't cost us any money, we'll go.
The plan for a documentary soon followed. In the works also is a Lil Bub book with Penguin and a web series with Animal Planet. This whole thing started as a creative outlet for Berdovsky and his friends. In addition to the photos and videos they posted on the Facebook page, they designed Lil Bub merchandise that fans absolutely snatched up. Monica Foote is a PhD student in folklore at Indiana University. She says while Bub and internet cat memes in general may seem trivial, they actually facilitate valid forms of expression.
Lolcats and cat internet memes and things like that are some ways that people make statements about themselves and about their culture and about their relationship to their culture.
If you haven't been on the internet in the past several years, lolcats are pictures of cats with captions. They're usually phrased as if they're written by the cats themselves, who don't have the best spelling or grammar skills.
You know, if you wanted to express whatever sentiment there is being expressed in a lolcat, you could do that in any infinite number of ways, but people are choosing to do it in this particular way. And the fact that they're making these choices, they're making aesthetic choices when they create these things, that is then making a statement about themselves.
All this internet coverage has catapulted Lil Bub and her fellow felines Grumpy Cat and Nyan Cat to stardom.
I would definitely argue that like Lil Bub and Grumpy are pretty much like on the same level as like some other like pop culture like cat icons. Like they're probably like the new Garfield. They're like the new Hello Kitty.
These days, it's basically a full-time job for Berdovsky to keep up with all his Lil Bub commitments.
It's interesting because I actually have a lot of quote-unquote muscle power in that people really want to do stuff with Bub. So I can, and I don't really care if it ends tomorrow. You know, if people want me to do something, I'm like, well, yeah, but it has to be this way and it has to be on Bub's terms. But usually everyone's like, okay, sure, whatever you want.
And until the trend cools, Bub will continue to be the world's cutest cat and perhaps Bloomington, Indiana's most famous resident. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
Lil Bub and Friends is playing at the Buskirk Chumley Theater this Sunday at 1:30 and 7. You can also meet Lil Bub and Mike Berdovsky between the showings from 3 to 5 p.m. Find details about the documentary on our website, wfiu.org/arts.